Here's your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Region of Queens counselors had some tough questions for senior staff on Friday afternoon as they pored over their five-year, $57 million capital budget. Elected officials were concerned about the timeline for water and sewer improvements in Liverpool as part of the $26 million Mount Pleasant extension. They also wanted to know more about projects like the South Queens Outdoor Pool and planned upgrades at the Astor Theatre. District 3 Councillor Courtney Wenzel returned to an issue he's brought up before about extending water and wastewater services to the Mount Pleasant area to connect two planned housing developments to the system. The region's current plan calls for $9.7 million in work to begin this coming year to run new water mains to the Mount Pleasant area and upgrade existing infrastructure en route. But with South Queens Water Utility reporting more than 60% of its treated water lost through leaks in the system, Wenzel says he wants to see the older pipes fixed first.
I'm trying to expedite and get the old infrastructure fixed before we start driving pressureless water up a hill.
Adam Grant, the region's director of infrastructure, said the contracts are already awarded for the work to Mount Pleasant, and he said fixing one line won't solve all their water leaks.
As we know, it's spread throughout the town, so if we accomplish 10%, we should be satisfied. I don't want to set false expectations that replacing that transmission main is going to save all of our beans that are falling out of our basket.
Councillors ask staff to return in January with options to expedite upgrades to older water and sewer lines in Liverpool. District 6 Councillor Stuart Jenkins questioned Grant and Finance Director Joanne Vino about cost overruns at the $8 million South Queens Outdoor Pool. Vino said that in trying to keep the project on budget, some details were missed, like the wraparound concrete bleachers.
How can you miss $150,000 worth of cement bleachers? I don't understand it. They're not small, and yet they were missed. I just don't understand it.
Grant said many different departments rushed to finalize the pool design for tender. CAO Willa Thorpe said that won't happen again.
The reality is at the time, it's from my perspective, making hasty decision puts us in this type of situation. So we won't repeat this in the future.
Jenkins also wondered why the region is planning to spend about $5 million on heating, cooling, and accessibility upgrades at the municipally owned Town Hall Arts and Cultural Center, home of the Astor Theatre.
I can't believe we're going to spend $5.4 million when we have poverty and we have leaking pipes and we have everything else to spend money on, but we're going to spend $5.4 million for something that is not used by very many people in Queens County, and many of them have never been inside.
Deputy Mayor Maddie Charlton, who chaired the meeting because Mayor Scott Christian was away, said council is heading in the right direction. And she said residents can participate in the budget process by filling out a survey on the region's website.
We can't do everything, but I think if we hear from people and there's overarching themes or gaps and things that we're missing, then it really positions council to make decisions about those items moving forward.
Councillors will be back on January 13th to vote on the capital budget. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.